Eric Metaxas here. Please join me in a life-saving mission to set Sudanese slaves free through Christian Solidarity International. Since 1995, CSI has freed more than 100,000 women and children from years of bondage and abuse. Your $250 gift frees, feeds, and heals these captives and sets them on a path to a new life in freedom. Please help us free another slave now. Call 888-253-3522, 888-253-3522, or click the CSI banner at MetaxasTalk.com, MetaxasTalk.com. Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. They say it's a thin line between love and hate, but we're working every day to thicken that line, or at least make it a double or triple line. Now, here's your line-jumping host, Eric Metaxas.
Folks, welcome back. I'm talking to my friend Keith Junta, and we're talking about this ministry. It's so beautiful. Wipe Every Tear. You can find it at wipeeverytear.org. And if you're just tuning in, Keith, you and others, you go into the Philippines and you rescue young women from the sex trade. It is just, I mean, I have to say, you know, listening to it, obviously I've never done this, and I think it's really brave of you. It's a big deal to go into these extremely spiritually dark environments and to do this. And I just want to say thank you to you and to all those who do this, because this is it's real. It works. You are changing lives about as dramatically as lives can be changed. And you don't have to do this.
Yeah.
You could just play golf.
I could. And, you know, a common question, you touched on it right there, is it dangerous? You walk into a bar and now you're taking their product away.
I mean, if you do this,
dangerous?
I would assume that, you know, the local mafia, I don't know what they call it in the Philippines, but I mean that, you know, the pimps, the people making money off of this, these bars, whatever, you're their enemy.
Yeah. They tell the girls, we've heard that Kenny's picture is in some of the dressing rooms in these bars. And
Kenny is the head of this ministry.
Is the director, the founder of Wipe Every Tear. They have his picture up in there. And the trafficker, so get the irony of this, the demonic, twisted nature of the traffickers telling the girls, oh, Wipe Every Tear, they're organ harvesters. You don't want to go with them because they will take your organs and sell them. And so that's how they paint us. Now, one of the ways that we've been able to battle that is through a feeding program. So today, partnered with a church called Church So Blessed. Such a cool name for a church. Church So Blessed. We partner with them 600 meals a day. Fresh, hot meals put in little boxes, bags. The van pulls up in the center of the strip, and we walk and deliver 6 days a week. And so these people that want our organs are feeding us why? To fatten us up? Or maybe they actually do love us
maybe
and care for us.
They're actually good people since they're feeding us.
And the feeding program has not only, you know, Lord, when did we see you hungry? When did we feed you? I tell you, when you did it to the least of these, you did it to me. Not for me, by the way. It was two. And so that feeding program, it feeds their bellies, but it has also given us one more inroad. Because ministering at night in the bars, it's loud. It smells. There's bad stuff happening. Late afternoon, you bring in the meals. The girls come out and they eat and you get to talk with them and they get our card and they get to learn more about this.
Well, you talk about revival happening.
Yeah.
In other words, this is more than just a few isolated incidents.
Yeah.
There's a movement. Something is happening.
When I went on this trip, my third one, I said, Lord, we can do this, right? As Christians, we want the testimonies. I want that great story. I want three great stories. And ultimately, why do we often want them? Because it makes us look good, right? I was really struck with that on this trip. I said, Lord, you're going to do what you do. You're going to rescue these girls. You're going to transform. But I want to see beyond just the take-home stories, because I've got a ton of them. They're incredibly engaging. But Lord, is revival bigger than just that? You know, was Billy Graham's effect just really the number of people that came forward and made a decision for Christ? Or was something happening in the nation that was far greater?
Yeah.
And so we're seeing in Angeles City, because we're on the street 6 days a week feeding people, we send teams in there 4 or 5 times a year. We're in the bars at night. We have been warring in the unseen world for the glory of God to come upon this place. So we were there on this trip Saturday night. We worshiped, got onto the strip, and it was surprisingly not crowded. It's a Saturday night. This is the peak time for exploitation. And we're walking down the street. It's like, this is kind of, it's not how I remember. And we went into a bunch of the bars, and we were letting the Bethel team do a lot of the ministering, but we were in the bars as well. And I noticed there's more girls dancing than there are men in the seats. What's going on? There were empty seats on a Saturday night in these bars. I'm like, this is strange. Sunday morning, we're staying in a hotel right on the strip. It's right around the corner, and it's quite frankly where men bring the girls to do their exploitation with. And so we're used to that. So we would wake up for breakfast, go up to the rooftop buffet, and that's where we would minister to men. So all the men would be, they don't travel in packs. They tend to be isolated.
Oh, I was going to say,
they travel alone.
The shame.
Because there's shame.
And it's just so awful.
And so there will be men scattered around the rooftop buffet, and we would get to know them. We would sit with them. We would minister God's love for them. And I know that sounds so counter, countercultural, but
look, on the one hand, you want to kill them. But then when you understand these men, these exploiters are broken, they're sinners, and God loves them and wants them to repent and to change.
That's right.
And so it's perfectly correct that you would try to reach them with the love of Jesus.
And you find out they were abused as kids. They're divorced 3 times. Their wife cheated on them. Their kids have abandoned them. Again, only Satan builds an empire where everybody is just broken and tragically lost. But Sunday morning, we're up in the breakfast area. There was no men. This is Sunday morning. This is after the biggest night of the week. There were no men having breakfast.
Is the idea that this trade not flourishing anymore?
We look around, and there's worship music, not just playing in a Muzak speaker. On a big PA, worship music is blasting on the roof. And it's not because it had nothing to do with us. They didn't know we were there. So I go over to the waitress. I go, what is this music? And she goes, oh, it's my playlist. I said, they let you play this? Oh, yes, yes. And I said, do you love Jesus? She goes, oh, I love Jesus. And we realized, like you said, the leading indicators for trafficking right now don't look good in Angeles. And I do believe the years of worship, the years of feeding, the years of praying. We anoint the door. When we walk into a bar, we anoint it with oil before we walk in. This stuff has effect. We're not going there just to get a list who made a decision for Christ.
Right.
You know, Evan Roberts talks about the great Welsh revival, and he talks about how everything changed. It wasn't just salvations.
Right.
Look, that's page one of the gospel, right? That's page one.
Right.
God is writing a whole book once you're. And Evan talked about how the pubs emptied, crime diminished, and the horses no longer responded to vocal commands. Why? Because the men stopped swearing.
So
revival changes a city. And the scripture's always talking about it's for the nations. His inheritance are the nations, that the nations will come to our light. And I looked at how empty the bars were, how empty the strip was. There was no men, you know, shaking their hangovers off. And I thought, if I was investing in trafficking, I'd move on to the next city. It doesn't look good here.
Unbelievable.
And some people say, oh, that's because of the pandemic. Okay. If you want to think that.
Maybe to some extent, but
we have a bar owner who came under the conviction of the Holy Spirit because we were ministering in their bars and we were feeding their girls. He was so struck, he sold the bar. And he now has taken in some girls in his house.
Look.
So that's a much bigger story.
These things happen. I mean, when John Newton became a Christian, he didn't give up the slave trade business immediately. But eventually he realized, I can't do this anymore. I can't, that's, you know, that's what's supposed to happen, right? And that's okay, going to a break. We'll be right back talking to Keith Junta. The ministry is Wipe Every Tear, wipeeverytear.org. In case you haven't been paying attention, the Biden administration has caused a financial crisis, and they have no clue how to fix it. Oil prices have skyrocketed, and when oil prices go up, the cost of transportation and shipping spikes, leading the prices of goods to rise. And when we're already seeing record inflation, that's the last thing we need. Our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. If all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It is real. It is physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold. They can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com.
Thanks to your support, Patriot Mobile has emerged as one of the leaders in the parallel economy, and they have big news. Patriot Mobile now offers service with all three major networks. This means if you're with the big three and like the service but hate their values, you can access them with Patriot Mobile. They also offer a performance guarantee. If you're not happy with your coverage, you can switch between the three major carriers for free. Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, offers nationwide coverage on the best 4G and 5G networks. So you get the same great service while supporting a company that fights to preserve our God-given rights and freedoms. This new year, resolve to stop supporting companies that don't align with your values. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Eric or call them at 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation today with the offer code Eric. That's patriotmobile.com/Eric or call 972-PATRIOT.
Welcome back. I'm talking to Keith Junta about this amazing ministry, Keith. It's called Wipe Every Tear, wipeeverytear.org. But it is amazing to hear about this. And I think it gives a lot of people hope who are listening. When you hear that some people, because of their love of God, are doing these beautiful things for strangers and good things, that we need to hear these stories. And you were also talking about how it's not just about like evangelism. Mm-hmm. Evangelism is kind of like the starting line. Like, okay, you know, you bring Jesus into the equation, but then lives change.
Right.
There's redemption, there's healing, and it affects entire societies, which is really that's the most beautiful thing, is that it affects all kinds of things that you wouldn't even know. So talk a little bit more about what happened on this recent trip that you just returned from.
And to your point right there, imagine D, as we'll call her, imagine generations from now when the grandkids are telling the story of how grandma was met by this Christian organization that got her out of the bar, got her a college degree. And who knows, that it's changing a lineage for generations when you do this. But I would love to highlight a couple more things. This Bethel team, they carried a fire that I just have not experienced.
And this is the Bethel Church that's centered in Redding, California. Bill Johnson, of course, the founder and leader of that amazing man of God. But they are raising up a whole generation of young people that are very spiritually mature.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of amazing. And now they're deploying them around the world.
Around the world. This was an international team. And it was exciting to see many of them, not many, but there were a decent amount of them from the Philippines. That BSSM, it's got people from all over the world. That is an international. And so one of the things we do is we take the girls on what's called a getaway. So the first day the team was there, we just threw a huge banquet, huge party. 90 bar girls came to this party. And we just love them, shower them, make them feel like an honored guest. They get gifts. They get food. And from that 90, we were able to take 18 girls to what we call a getaway, which is miraculous in and of itself because we have to take a bus and a ferry to get to this little beachside resort where we spend 4 days with the girls. Because when was the last time they were on a bus and a ferry? You know, they were being tricked. And so they don't know. They don't really trust us at this point.
Right.
They're still closed.
And how big is this team that you're traveling with?
It was a big team. We probably had four from Church So Blessed. We probably had eight from the Wipe Every Tear staff. And then probably a dozen or 15 from Bethel.
Okay. And this is men and women?
Men and women. Men and women.
So you go to this getaway.
Yeah.
You take them to this beautiful place.
Yep. And they can't believe it. And there's no program. Kenny, what are we doing after lunch? He goes, the Lord will show us. Like, it literally is spirit-led. And two things I would love to highlight. One, a couple from Bethel. They're a little bit older, but they're in the school, Supernatural Ministry. Married 37 years, they recommitted themselves. They redid their marital vows on the beach. And I mean, this thing was done up nicer than many weddings I've been to. Flowers, they built a huge, whatever it's called, with chiffon and flowers down the aisle. And we made this thing so beautiful. And so we took each girl, we sat them in the front row. 18 bar girls now get to behold the pursuing love of a husband for his wife, of a man for a woman, this purity, this heavenly love. And at one point, his name is Mark, he got on his knees and washed his bride's feet. And you can only imagine, the girls are sitting there just dumbfounded.
Well, they in that culture, it's
two nights ago, they're in the bar.
To imagine how women like that are denigrated in these cultures. It's extraordinary that Wipe Every Tear does this. I have to say, this
and it wasn't a performance type of thing.
Well, sure,
it was so that they would tangibly get to see and feel what God's love is like. Then the couple turned and washed all 18 of the girls' feet, and when they were done, when they went back one by one, and they spent time praying over them, prophesying to them. As they come back to their seat, then there's a Bethel girl who just grabs them and holds them, weeps with them, prophesies, builds them up, speaks life into them. I've not experienced anything like this before. I've just not seen this level. And there were very few teams that could have done what the Bethel team did. The next day, we did baptisms down on the beach. Now, think about baptizing bar girls. Three nights earlier, they're in the bar being exploited, and now they're in the water. Very little instructions. It was more an invitation. You know, one of the pastors gave a very basic message. Nobody told them what to expect or what might happen. Or in the charismatic world, you might have this. Don't you know some of these girls, they were shaking. Their knees were wobbling. You take them out into the water. And the only thing Kenny had to say to the Bethel team was, as they come out of the water, just love them good. Just come around them. So these girls, one by one, they're going down, and they came up. One was a mama-san. So this is an older woman who no longer dances, but she pimps. She came with two of her girls on the getaway. She came out of the water. She goes, my sins are forgiven. All my sins are forgiven. This is a woman. We didn't tell her to do this. It was baptism. The heavens opened. The dove descended.
She could feel it.
She felt it. Another girl came up praying in tongues, reminiscent to the Jesus movement.
I was going
to
say, and she wasn't... You didn't explain to her, like, yeah, sometimes people pray in other tongues.
No.
It just happened.
It burst out of her. It was incredible. Other girls, as you can imagine, there was deliverance.
Sure.
So they were baptized. As they came back to the screeching and wailing that you knew demons were being dealt with and evacuated. And then just fill them up with love.
Hey, this is basic Christianity. That's what's so funny to me. This is basic. And we kind of act like this is way extra credit. No, this is the basics, really.
Yeah.
And I think we need, obviously, to get back to these basics because there is so much brokenness. And I want to shift with you, unless you have another story or something you want to share. But you wrote a piece at winepatch.org not long ago about tearing down the Asherah poles. When we think of the sexual brokenness in the United States right now, it is almost unbelievable how messed up some people are, and they're pushing these broken views on people. Young women and men are getting deeply confused. Yeah. It's really like an outpouring of the demonic.
It is.
And you wrote about it beautifully, again, at winepatch.org. Can you talk a little bit about what you wrote in that piece?
Yeah, that piece was called Intercessors, It's Time to Tear Down the Asherah Poles. And Asherah is a demonic behemoth of a goddess who was known for sexual depravity and confusion, and even back in ancient days, known to confuse gender, known to have sexual deviancy. And so that particular piece was in response to what the CDC had just done. The Centers for Disease Control put out they called it a self-assessment, but it was indoctrination. And it was geared at elementary school teachers. And so they began quizzing elementary school teachers about how inclusive they are when they teach on sexuality in their class. And first of all, you're like, why are we teaching pornographic sexuality in elementary?
Why would we be talking about any kind of sexuality in elementary school? Look, folks, this is sick. And if you don't stand against it, I mean, as I hear this, I mean, you have the guts to kind of read about this and to look into it because it's so disturbing to me. But the piece that you wrote at winepatch.org, this is like about a month ago, maybe, I don't know. And it's called Intercessors, It's Time to Tear Down the Asherah Poles. Now, the Asherah Poles in the ancient world, this is if you're reading the Old Testament.
Right.
These were really symbols to this demon.
Yeah.
It's a demonic, a sexual demonic entity. And the Israelites would actually tear down these poles. They would make a public, you know, they didn't just talk about it. They actually said these things have meaning and they're being, these demons are being worshipped and we need to tear down these Asherah poles. So you don't mean this literally, but you mean it's time that we're honest with what we're facing and we can't just continue to just talk about it or complain.
Right. And like you've talked about this and wrote about it in your book. I get a lot of pushback from fellow Christians who say, hey, the church should not be doing these battles. We shouldn't be fighting the culture. We shouldn't be trying to wage war with politics. We got to kind of, and scripture's clear. It says, do not make a treaty with their gods. Tear down the Asherah poles.
All right.
Destroy the stone altars.
When we come back, we will continue. Don't go away. Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful at lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Just the other night, I was asked that question. Well, the owners of Relief Factor tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and I agree with them. And the doctors who formulated Relief Factor for them selected the four best ingredients, yes, 100% drug-free ingredients, and each one of them helps your body deal with inflammation. Each of the four ingredients deals with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway. That's the point. So approaching from four different angles may be why so many people find such wonderful relief. If you've got back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or just getting older, you should order the 3-week quick start discounted to only $19.95 to see if it'll work for you. It has worked for about 70% of the 500,000 people who've tried it and have ordered more. I'm one of them. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out about this offer. Feel the difference. MyPillow is excited to bring you their biggest bedding sale ever. Get the Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $29.98, a set of pillowcases for only $9.98, and rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper for as low as $99.99. They also have blankets in a variety of sizes, colors, and styles. They even have blankets for your pets. Get duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more. All the biggest discounts of the year are happening right now, so don't miss out. They're also extending their money-back guarantee for Christmas until March 1st, 2023, making them the perfect gifts for your friends, your family, and everyone you know. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code ERIC or call 1-800-978-3057, and you'll get huge discounts on all MyPillow bedding products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $29.98. And get all your shopping done now while quantities last. Again, use code ERIC and save. MyPillow.com.
Once there was a way to get back home.
Welcome back. I'm talking to my friend Keith Junta. You can find him at winepatch.org. So, Keith, you were just talking about what I talk about all the time,
yeah,
is that if you have faith, you have an obligation to live out that faith in every sphere. And when you see these attacks on our children, on public morality, on standards, on it, you have to say something and do something. You can't just pretend like, well, it's not my job. It actually is your job to do something, to say something. And so talk more about that, the piece you wrote called Intercessors, It's Time to Tear Down the Asherah Poles.
I kind of wove in the story of Gideon, and, you know, the Lord told him, Gideon, tear down your father's Asherah pole. Smash his stone altars and burn, because the pole was literally carved out of wood. It was graven.
Right.
And he said, burn it. Burn it. We're not supposed to coexist. We're not supposed to tolerate. And it's not loving. It'd be like if all we did to the bar girls was go in and give them a meal, bless them, and leave, and give them no... It's like, well, we don't want to, you know, disrupt anything. It's like, no, we need to be tearing these things down because our children are... Well, think about it. Molech, Baal, you know, Asherah. Who suffered the most under those types of rituals? It was the children. They always sacrificed the children, the babies, the virgins. I mean, and our society today, who was sacrificed in the pandemic? You know, who had their schools closed and masks, you know, had to stay on our children longer than anybody else? And who forced a vaccine on them when they had no real risk
to
the pandemic?
What we're talking about here, just to be clear, is we're not talking about tearing down anything physically, but we're talking about taking action.
Yes.
That it is our mandate to stand against this evil, to do what we can. And your piece really, again, at winepatch.org, you make it very clear that we must do something. And I often say that if you don't do something, it kind of proves you don't really care. Because if you love people, you're going to want to do something. And people say, what can I do? Well, you can do any number of things, but doing nothing is not one of them.
Yeah. And we're living in a day where just speaking out is considered, you know, revolutionary.
I That's mean, the first most, thing you can do.
Yeah, you've got to speak out. Now, that particular piece was commissioned by Intercessors for America. I think you're familiar with them.
Yeah.
David Kubal is the president there. They asked me, they commissioned that piece. And so it was geared for the intercessors. And it's the intercessors aren't just wringing their hands praying. There is a hierarchical, you know, structure that the Bible gives us where you've got the throne and the Lord, and you've got the warring angels and the heavenly hosts and the warring church. The intercessors have to find their place in that. And now you do the spiritual warfare.
Spiritual warfare through prayer. And a lot of people aren't aware of this, but this is real, that we are to pray and to tear these things down in prayer.
Yeah.
That's obviously the main thing. But also when you say to speak out, you have gotten tremendous pushback from saying the most sensible things. But there are people just freaking out. And I think the first thing I want to say, folks, is, you know, you can go to winepatch.org and share Keith's essays. I do that with stuff that you write, that John Smirak writes. Well, why do I do it? Because we've got to get this out there. There are people hungry for the truth, and you're always going to have the naysayers and the people that just hate what you're saying and want to shut you up. Yeah. But by God's grace, we should never shut up.
Yeah, right. The three pieces I did in a row, one is the one you just referenced on the Asherah poles. The other one is called There Is No Common Ground in the Sorcerer's Circle. And the third was the Glenn Beck vision that he had.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't plan on it, but those three pieces together are dealing with a level of spiritual warfare that has to be addressed. And I'm sad to say most of our pastors are not preaching it. They're not modeling it. And so the church doesn't really know what they should do. And, yeah, I take a lot of heat when I write stuff like
this. Well, I mean, again, you're taking heat because you're over the target. This stuff is vital. It's at the center of what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And look, you and I have talked about this over the years, but a lot of people who say they're Christians or whatever, they are they're still drinking milk. They're not eating meat. They are not a lot of you know, what you write about, it's foreign to them. They're very foreign, or they've been told, well, that we don't need to go near that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And you think, well, why did Jesus, did his disciples cast out demons? And this is basic.
That's right.
This is as basic as it gets.
That's right.
And if you care about people, you have to care about these things. You have to step up. I mean, when people, somebody was on the program recently, wrote a book called She Is She. Fantastic book about how, you know, a girl is a girl, a woman is a woman, like really basic, but really delightfully done. The Bombergers. And I thought to myself, Christians should say, I want to read this in my public library.
Yeah.
Fight these battles, folks. Find books like that. There are plenty of books, but we need to be out there and active in any realm, in every realm, against this stuff, because we're dealing with real evil. And that was the point when you did the Glenn Beck thing and other stuff for winepatch.org. And I've been saying it a lot, is that we are finally seeing that we're dealing with evil, ladies and gentlemen, demonic evil. This is not just, oh, we have a difference in public policy or something. No, we're dealing with some really nasty stuff.
Yeah.
And if you know how nasty it is, you're kind of motivated to say, well, we have a big God. God wants to deal with this. Otherwise, you kind of act like, well, why do I need to do anything if you look away?
Right. Your recent interview with Naomi Wolf was stunning. It captured me.
Actually, hang on. We're going to go to a break. We've got one more segment. Sorry about that. We'll be right back. With the overturn of Roe v. Wade, lots of companies are coming out saying they'll pay for employee abortion travel and expenses. Most of you have heard about some of these companies. You've decided to stop shopping or doing business there. But did you know that you most likely own stock in those companies through your 401ks, IRAs, and other investment accounts? Folks, this is a huge problem, and we need to do something about this to send a message to Wall Street through our investments. You need to go to InspireAdvisors.com/Eric and get a free Inspire Impact Report. This biblical investment analysis will educate you on what's really in your investment accounts, like companies paying for abortion travel. You need to go to InspireAdvisors.com/Eric to connect with an Inspire Advisors financial professional who can run your report and help remove companies paying for abortion travel today. Go to InspireAdvisors.com/Eric. That's InspireAdvisors.com/Eric. Advisory services are offered through Inspire Advisors LLC, a registered investment advisor with the SEC. Final segment with my friend Keith Junta. Keith, I want to just remind everyone, and we can do this again at the end of this, that if you want to give to wipeeverytear.org, I know they can use the help. You've heard about the work they do, wipeeverytear.org. You were just saying something about Naomi Wolf. I interviewed her just a couple of weeks ago.
It's just so interesting to me, Glenn Beck's dream vision that he had. Naomi Wolf sitting here trying to put language, because she has been so steeped in the utter corruption of Pfizer and how they have hurt and injured and killed so many with the vaccines. She's been immersed in the data for years now. But you saw her lift her eyes and go, she spoke, and she's Jewish, right?
Yeah.
She had an awareness to begin to speak. These are dark, hidden principalities that are actually waging warfare, not just against the church,
right,
against life itself.
Okay, so
it is good and evil.
Even when you use the term principalities, I'm sure there are people thinking, what? We're talking about extremely powerful demonic entities, demons,
yeah,
of the higher orders, so thrones, principalities. And you're right, Jonathan Kahn writes about it, yeah, in his book, Naomi Wolf, and others who wouldn't ordinarily be predisposed to go in that direction. What they're seeing is so horrible,
exactly,
that reason leads them to say it's got to be something worse than just some bad people. This is so dark.
Yeah.
It feels like it can only be described as actual evil, as personal evil,
yeah,
as demonic.
Yeah.
And so,
yeah,
I think a number of people are, you know, coming to those conclusions. You referenced at winepatch.org, you write briefly about the Glenn Beck video where he talks about that. I think a lot of people are beginning to understand that we are in a spiritual battle.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, the prophets have said, you know, the preachers who can kind of see a bit beyond what most of us can see, that last year was really a year of revelation. Things were revealed, things that were once hidden. You know, deception lives in hiddenness. Once it's out, it's no longer deception, is it? And you think about the Pfizer documents. You think about, you know, election results. You think about the Twitter files. This Hunter Biden's laptop. All of this stuff. It's like, all right, all the things that we were, Albin's written about this, all the things that we thought were conspiracy theories or we were being told they were, they've all come true. So there is a revealing that is far more than just political. It is demonic. It's not Republican versus Democrat. It's not left versus right. It's not conservative versus progressive. It's good versus evil. That is what it is.
Yeah, and I was talking to you about that, how, you know, we're living at a time. I want to be really clear. God called us to live right now. It's not like, oh, what a bummer that I'm alive right now during this horrible stuff or what. God called us to live now,
yeah,
and he wants to prepare us and to use us to fight with him for his purposes,
right,
against this evil. And again, let's be clear. Children's lives are being destroyed. Women's lives are being destroyed. The poor are being oppressed.
That's right.
There's corruption. These are issues that ought to concern everyone.
Right.
And I do think, Keith, that there are people waking up.
Yeah.
And, you know, not everything you say or I say is going to be perfect. We're all trying to do our best, but we've got to care. We've got to do what we can. And some of the stuff that you wrote about, I really do think I'm hopeful,
yeah,
for many reasons. I mean,
what
you just described about wipe every tear, what you guys are doing there, there are things happening around the world. There are teams of young people, whether it's at Bethel Church or around the world, that are praying and doing things. Lives are being changed. They're not going to write about it in the New York Times. I mean, they're not. Not only don't they know about it, if they knew about it, they wouldn't write about it. And most of the mainstream media would never cover this stuff. It's why I talk about it on this program, because I feel that these things are true and they're encouraging,
yeah,
to people.
And I can't tell you how many times, particularly in the IFA, I think it's ifapray.org, Intercessors for America, the pieces I've published there, and the CDC one was one, how many times you and your book is referenced in the comments. People will say, oh, you've got to read Eric's book, Letter to the American Church, because this is exactly what he talks about. So the call, the charge for the church, for the believer, to stand up and be confident that what we are discerning is right, and we have to fight it. We have
to. And those, I mean, and I always say that there are a lot of good guys out there who who don't get this. So, so if you don't get this, or if your pastor doesn't get this, you know, it doesn't mean that they worship the devil or they don't care. They need to be brought along. They need to be convinced. If they refuse to be convinced, I would absolutely find another church. Yeah. Run from these churches that are just wasting your time and doing nothing. And they're they're playing church. I mean, when you're facing demonic evil, if you're not doing something, you know, you have to wonder, why do you have church?
Right.
Just to make yourself feel nice? I mean, I don't know. But it is important that we all understand God has called us to the battle, but we're all in different places.
That's
not everybody is called, you know, to go on a trip to the Philippines. Some people can write a big check to wipeeverytear.org. There are all these great ministries and organizations. We can all do something. And I think that's kind of the key, is to understand that biblically God wants us to. He does not want us to say, I'm just going to stand over here and, you know, stay out of trouble.
Yeah. And if I could appeal to those who've been moved from what I've shared about Wipe Every Tear, yes, they need ongoing funding for staff, for the feeding program, for tuition, for the girls. That's all super important. But they really are looking to kind of get to the next level of effectiveness. And one of those things, they want to buy a bar on the Strip and turn it into a welcome center where there's prayer, worship, food on the Strip. So if somebody feels moved,
I was going to say that's called being a troublemaker. We are called to make that kind of trouble, and that would be amazing. Keith, we're out of time. Just a joy to get some time with
you.
Thank
you so much.
I want to tell everybody again, wipeeverytear.org. Winepatch.org is where people can read your writing. And folks, please subscribe to my newsletter at ericmetaxas.com. ericmetaxas.com. Keith, my friend, thank you.
Thank you so much, Eric.
Like a Mr. Milk Toast, you'll get...
Folks, welcome back. Is Keith Gentinat something?
Keith is the best.
He is. Wow. And I just can't believe... I'm so grateful that God has given me the platform of this program that I can introduce people to someone like Keith Gentinat and to the organization, obviously, this ministry, Wipe Every Tear. I mean, I hope people will go to wipeeverytear.org, check it out, write a check. You know, he didn't ask me to do that, but I just want to tell you, it's so moving. It's so beautiful what they're doing. I want to mention, the Salem News Channel. There is more and more and more that you can find there. Ladies and gentlemen, the Salem News Channel. I want to let you know this program is on the Salem News Channel. The programs of many of our friends are on the Salem News Channel. And not to be confused with SalemNow.com, SalemNow.com has, you know, streaming TV series and films. And by the way, Walt's Disenchanted Kingdom, which is about the nightmare of what happened to the Walt Disney Corporation. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to know. You're responsible for this, because they have their tentacles all over America and much of the world, and they went from being a pro-American, pro-family institution, one of the best ever, to one of the worst ever. They have sold their souls to the trans woke agenda, and it's madness. It's absolute madness. And you need to know about this. People need to know. You need to stop giving your money to things that are working to harm you and the world you live in, and your kids and your grandkids. So go to SalemNow.com. It is free. Walt's Disenchanted Kingdom. Check it out. And speaking of which, I say stop giving your money. you know, stop spending your money if you can in places that don't support your values, and try spending your money in places that do support your values. Our sponsors are obviously MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com or MyStore.com, you can buy all kinds of stuff at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Use the code Eric. You help us pay for this program when you use the code Eric, and you help support a great company led by a great man whom I know as a friend. These are the kinds of things we need to do. Also, I don't want to forget to mention Nutramedics.com. If you use the code Eric at Nutramedics.com, you get a significant discount. You should be taking stuff for your immune system, vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, magnesium. I could go on, melatonin. Nutramedics.com, a fantastic organization, fantastic company, fantastic products. If you use the code Eric, you get a big discount. I want to encourage you to do that. And I want to encourage you also, where we have our money, our investments, that matters. And a lot of us have 401ks or whatever that have your money in horrible companies that are against everything you believe in. You need to change that. And that's why we want to tell you to go to inspireadvisors.com/Eric. Inspireadvisors.com/Eric. And they will make it easy for you to see what are the horrible things you need to get them to help you take your money out of, so you're not supporting everything you hate. Hey, I want to end on a positive note. I don't know if I succeeded. No one really knows. Who's to say in this topsy-turvy world? Albin, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.